Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baby, you're going Eagles on that, right?
Yes.
Well, why don't we bring in a football authority? The great Ross Tucker is with us right now. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
Well, let's start with this because you're a local guy. You played in the NFL. You know what you're talking about. How important can fan support be to a team, Ross?
I think it can mean a lot, especially I can speak to this as an offensive lineman, but the only advantage you have as an offensive player, an offensive lineman, is you know when the ball's being snapped, and the defensive lineman like Hollis doesn't.
Right.
But when you're on the road and it's loud, you can't have a snap count. So you have some type of silent cadence, right, that, you know, you go off the center's head or – the quarterbacks clap now they do or whatever, right? But the point is so much about football, Angelo, is like that initial split second, that how quick you move at the very start of the play, and you totally lose that advantage. So it makes a big difference, right? You know my guy Steve Fezzik on the gambling podcast, the guy that said the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl last year, you know, the Even Money podcast, typically – home field advantage is worth 3 points.
Yeah.
There are some where the Vegas people like Seattle, when they really had it going, and Kansas City at times, where they actually make the home field advantage more like 4 or 5. Then there's like the LA Chargers that it's zero. It's exactly zero when they're playing a home game. So it's funny that Vegas has kind of – they, you know, whatever you guys are doing with your poll question, Vegas actually has a number – for every venue based on what they think it is.
All right, well, you're on the sideline for a lot of these games. How good is the atmosphere at the Link? Because I keep hearing it's getting better and better. Is it becoming a bigger advantage for the Eagles?
It felt to me, especially like in the playoffs last year, and even in, you know, I was on the sideline for the Falcons game this year, it feels to me like one of the better ones in the league. And I think part of it was just, you know, they had a good team. I think they have a good team again this year. The Eagles do. And the defense was playing really, really well at home. Because that's the other thing. And Hollis can speak to this. But there's no doubt in my mind. I think that the snap count's part of it. But there's also some type of, you know, I don't know how to quantify it. But the energy that a crowd can give the guys on defense especially, there is something to that. Because look, Angelo, at the difference for the Eagles defense the last couple of years between home games and away games.
Stark.
And I'm telling you, the snap count is part of that, but it's not all of it. Part of it is just the energy that those guys feed off of. And I've been to every NFL stadium now, and I would say that the Eagles crowd is clearly in my mind in the top five in the NFL.
Wow.
Clearly, in terms of intimidation factor, in terms of noise, everything that they bring to the table.
Well, that's awesome stuff. All right, now, Russ, I want to ask you this, because the Eagles are going to be playing on their offensive line, two tackles, with significant injuries. Jason Peters has a torn bicep muscle, and Lane Johnson has a high ankle sprain. How often, when you were lined up there on the offensive line, Russ, did you have to play with significant injuries? Is this common?
Well, there was always something bothering me.
Always.
I don't know. I think we can debate whether or not they were significant. But I used to always wonder, like, if there was a guy midway through the season, Angelo, and nothing was bothering him, I'd say, well, what have you been doing? like, how can nothing be bothering you at this point? You know, what is going on? So, no, I would say it is pretty common. Now, you know, a high ankle sprain is a tough thing to fight through. I like the fact that Lane did it and then had the extra time. My concern with Jason is, and by the way, Angelo, this is part of the reason why I was okay if they had moved on from Jason in the offseason. things we talked about Sproles. It stinks to say this, Angelo, but I'm an old guy. I'm 39, so I can say this. Older guys get hurt more. They just do. Like, your body just breaks down more. So Sproles is hurt again. The problem I have with Jason out there is he wasn't playing that great anyway.
You're right.
And now he's going to try to play through a torn bicep. Now, I never had a torn bicep, but I don't know very many dudes that have played through that. And that is concerning to me. You got a 36-year-old guy that already wasn't playing great, and now he's trying to play through a torn bicep. I'll believe that he plays the rest of the year when I see it.
Wow. All right. Interesting prospect. All right, let me get to this next day, because I really all year have wanted Doug to run the ball more. They're predicting winds of 25 to 30 miles an hour in the game. Ross Tucker, will that finally convince Peterson to get the ball on the ground more?
It should. It should, because you're right. You know, people talk about weather, right?
Yep.
And whether it's snow or rain, all the people that really crunch the numbers will tell you the only thing that really greatly affects scoring and games is wind. Is the high wind, Angelo, that you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to see them do that. They ran it very effectively against the Giants. I think they can run it against the Panthers. It's kind of weird to me. The Panthers have a bunch of studs on defense, but they have not played that great on that side of the ball. Not nearly as well as they need to. I will say this, though, Angelo. Their weakness is in the secondary. I mean, they got KK Short and Kuechly. I mean, they've got some good guys in the front seven. So all that being said, no. Doug will probably still throw the ball.
But they've been efficient when they've run it. Hollis, you know this, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it just the mentality? Are we seeing Andy Reid again?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why offense coordinators tend to do this. They're going pass.
Yeah.
But when the defense sees that, we don't give a damn about the run anymore. When the offense comes out and Ross will tell you this, when you guys come out there, y'all want to run the ball because they want to keep the defense off balance.
You like running. You as a lineman, you like running, right, Ross?
Oh, yeah. Any offensive lineman would tell you that.
More fun.
It's a lot more fun, and there's other reasons for it, too. Yep. So, number one, when you start running, then at the first, like, second and a half of most of the plays, the defensive lineman actually has to play run first rather than just, you know, pinning his ears back, as the cliche goes, and rushing the passer. Plus, if you think about it, Angelo, most of the success that the Eagles have throwing the football, it's the RPOs, it's the play-action passing game. It's all based on the run. It all comes off of the run. Yep. So when they're really running the ball effectively, they're almost impossible to stop because those guys they're reading on the RPOs and the play-action passes, they can't be right. If you try to stop the run, they're going to throw the slant behind you. If you stay back to stop the slant, they're going to give it to Clement or Smallwood, and they're going to hit it up in there.
Tremendous analysis. Give me your thoughts on Cam Newton. What do you think? Is he still a guy you got to really worry about? How good do you think he is? Give me some thoughts on Cam.
He's having a really good year, and I did not think he and North Turner would be a great fit, but he's having a really good year, even though they've been decimated by injury along the offensive line. I still don't think they have great receivers, but he's done a really nice job, and part of it is because they stopped trying to make him just a pocket passer. They're just letting Cam be Cam, which means he's going to run the ball a decent amount, and the Eagles have struggled at times with quarterbacks that can run the football. So that would be, in my mind, priority one for the Eagles' defense.
Yeah.
You can't let Cam kill you on the ground.
Well, all right, now let's get to your pick, because the Eagles can't lose this game. Russ, they lose this game. They're 3-4. Forget about home field and the playoffs. They got to win this game. Will they win it?
Yes, they will, but, Angelo,
and this is
the same thing I said for the Vikings game, okay?
Okay, all right.
I'm going to pick the Eagles to win by a field goal. However, I mentioned the Even Money podcast, the gambling podcast. The Panthers are getting 4.5 points, and I told everybody on the Even Money podcast, take the Panthers in the points.
Wow!
So I think it's a toss-up game. I think the Eagles end up winning by a field goal, but if I were betting on the game, I would take the Panthers in the 4.5 points. I think it's that close of a game.
Well, I wasn't going to say this. Now I got to tell you, Russ, when Fezzik was on with us last week, I said of the two people on that great podcast, I like Fezzik more. I mean, I think he's more knowledgeable than you.
I think he took. I gotta go back and listen, but I think he took the Panthers plus 4.5 too. I gotta check.
All right, maybe I'm not gonna listen to that podcast anymore. It might be the way to do it. Russ Tucker's the man. Thank you, Russ. Love it, pal.
See you guys,
that guy knows it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.